Day number 4, the sun, moon, and stars. The light and darkness were created on the very first day of creation. The light used to just wander about as it pleased. Not until the 4th day of creation did light find its source when the sun, moon, and stars were created. There's a fun midrash, a story, which tells of how the sun, moon, and stars came to be. So sit on down, relax, and I will tell you this tale. On the 4th day of creation, the sun and moon were created. At first they were created equal, both great lights in the sky, equal size, equal brightness, equal power. But the moon wondered about this arrangement. She thought to herself, "Is it best that the sun and I are of equal strength? Might the world mistake us for each other? What makes each of us uniquely ourselves?" So she decided to ask God. "God," the moon said, approaching the source of the universe, "is it good that there are two great lights in the sky, the sun and I? Would it be better for one of us to be brighter and larger than the other? In that way, we would both be unique and serve different purposes." "Oh-ho," replied God, barely hearing the question, "and I suppose you think that you should be the greater, brighter light, do you, moon?" Without waiting for a reply, God chastised the moon, saying, "No, as punishment for your arrogance, you shall be the lesser light. Now go, diminish yourself, make yourself smaller." Knowing God's decrees to be final, the moon, with a tear in her eye, did as God had told her. She slowly unwound the beautiful silvery thread which made up her light, making herself smaller and dimmer. But she would not be diminished. While she was working, she said to God, "O merciful one, why so great a punishment for a simple question? I only wish to know the purpose of two great lights." Recognizing the error, mistaken judgment, and feeling the moon's pain, God scooped up the fallen thread, divided it into millions and millions of specks, and spread the points of light throughout the heavens. And God replied, "You, moon, are right, and do not allow this to be a punishment. From this moment on, though you will be the lesser light, let this make you unique. For now, while the sun travels the sky by himself, you will never be alone. You will always be surrounded by these millions and millions of stars as they keep you company in your sorrow and your joy. Moreover," God said, "it is by you that the Israelites, the Jewish people, will tell time. While the sun will mark the hours, you, O moon, will dictate the months and decide when the holidays fall. This is your strength. This makes you unique." Looking to the stars and the earth below, the moon smiled. Thus, we, the Jewish people, have told time by the sun, the stars, and above all, the moon for thousands of years. While you're here, take some time to engage with the sun, moon, and stars. You might make a sundial or download and play with a fun sky viewer app. And on Sukkot, be sure to check out the full moon in the night sky. Now that you know how to tell time by the sun and the moon, it's time to head off for day number 5. While you walk, talk about the special times and holidays you know in Judaism, or listen to the song Hallelujah by Nava Tehillah. See you up in the air or under the sea in day number 5.